Tasting the Stars. Pray with your salt. A poem for a recipe. She cooked with healing laughter, tears, and prayers. Songs and dances lived in her food. She kept a bent wood box in her heart, filled with spices that never ran out. My grandmother still finds joy in feeding the world, through my hands, her love, whispering secrets to me through the bubbling soup, kissing my forehead with that steam when I lean in to smell. Xwanix, Bilha, Samiwun, Skatsi, herring eggs, abalone, deer meat, ulican grease, adahildame, and so many berries, adahun, hildahun, and salmon, lots of salmon. The promises made, reverence even her cutting board knew, respecting the spirit of all who touched her blade. Abrupt, lost ones came searching, claiming to be the fathers of the found, banning our feasts, fearing the strength of love. May turn to sand the dams in their hearts. Dying salmon say it is true. Finding my way home, following her wooden spoon to the scent of cedar upriver, spawning salmon in the heart of my child. Way of life, binding us together, where the debt of gratitude is the gift of medicine. A pinch for your pocket. The spice she used most was timeless love, inviting our tongues to reach all the way to the stars. Recipe in a poem. Pray with your salt. Know the food and medicine of your people. Always thank them and care for them. Let the different flavors of your tears, the rolling bubbles of your laughter, and the healing medicine of your ancestors be tasted by another. Mogalee.